the recording took place, the reference was made, at the exact time that the reference was made in your future experience, it was discussed as though it was that present now.
Uh-huh.
So your future now became your past because it was discussed on that tailgate.
Uh-huh.
And that tailgate then laid out, set up a future experience that you engaged in the future experience. So the future now was already worked out in your past
uh-huh.
for your future then.
Uh-huh. And this is consistent every time now for me. Once I open that door, it's consistent every time I go on the dupes. Ayana's there at the same time, and if I go, whatever it is, it's the same kind of thing. I listen to Gus Flow and I ask questions, and there it is.
The thing, yes, indeed. But see, that mm-hmm. things up for you easily. But what we would really want to let you know is we're always there.
Yes.
But now some wait weeks to get a response.
Hmm.
And then they don't like the YouTube, and then it doesn't make sense, and I want some proof, and if Bob says Marshall McLuhan one more time, I'm going to commit suicide, and Bob says, okay, get you a double-barrel butcher knife. Hey, shall we post the YouTubes for how you can off yourself and take yourself out of your misery? Well, we didn't want to do that, geeky, but please know we can tell you how to do it. This is the fastest path to your joy. That's what non-physical will help you with. No problem. No problem. But at the same time, though, you always know that the power flow, and the reason this is important at all, Allison, the only reason it matters at all, human creators can get it or not. Okay? You're powerful. You can do whatever you want. You can be, do, or have anything you want to have. Here's the difference. Now, in this now, the veil has already been rent in two, but now what's happening is the energy is, the veil is thinning, and this increased energy is flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And so to have this interaction with us, if it can girth you up to a place where you can take the gravity version of the accoutrement, it'll serve you way well. Because otherwise it may get you off guard.
Hmm.
You see, that's the trick. Because at that point what happens is you're prepared for the increased flow.
Hmm.
Okay, so Don, Dupes of Non-Physical, there's 108 pages of ionic posts. 108 pages of ions posts.
Wow.
And then if you really want to have some fun and take the words to the YouTubes,
mm-hmm.
you can add that by another again, Bob.
Yeah.
And yeah. most of those words apply.
Yeah, you've done. Einstein 1,076 posts, and there are a total, I think it's about one third. There are the second word index.
Well, it stayed half until we saw that.
Yeah. You were doing half.
I want to ask a question about the energy flow we were just talking about.
Okay, sugar.
Just the energy flow, does that have, it's kind of coincided with the question about, I don't exactly know how to phrase it, but about, is the moon as empowered as we imbue it the same way crystals are?
And the same way the Ark of the Covenant is.
Okay.
And the same, and the same way some people's genitalia are.
Okay. Okay.
Some people know what to do with it, and some people don't. Right?
Yeah.
We use Bob's superfluous, right?
I love that.
Well, I mean, really. And then you say, quick, it's not how deep you fish, it's how you wiggle your worm. Oh, you you go.
Bless your Jorge. You don't have a worm anymore.
Poor Jorge.
What is it, a python or a cobra? Not a cobra. What's it, anaconda?
Anaconda are a stump that has a lot of slippery elmos.
Yeah, I can't think of it. Some sort of sea cucumber. There's something that's worse than that.
That's right. That's exactly.
I heard of a dick today. This is why I love my job. Somebody came in and asked if I knew what a dick was. Ion, do you know what a dick is?
It takes on various meanings, but I think you're meaning the slang version of dick.
No, more, take it, I'll spell it and see if that changes it. D-I-K.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually I don't have any, I'm happy to divulge it. I'm not trying to see if you know.
No.
It's was described as a deer, a kind of a cross between a deer and a chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
Small antelope.
Well, and like a marmot.
It has four legs that are grounded. I'd never seen one. But I was able to print a t-shirt for a woman with a picture of a dick on it. Instantaneously, she was in shock. It was very exciting. So, anyway, I don't know why. Where did I come up with that? What were we talking about?
Of pythons and
names. Oh, yes, and Jorge.
Enhanced genitalia.
Yes, and dick came to mind because it was just happened today. But so you would have said, when I asked what a dick was, you had lots of delivery you could have given.
Yes, and
yeah.
The acronyms flowed.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 257 topics or threads that have been created, 3,102, so just over 3,000 posts, and Ion's one-third of them.
Mm. And Ion's, you've really been YouTube in the last, I don't know.
Well, that's all they'll take. That's all they'll take. And that's okay, because it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's because Bob's more powerful than everyone else on the planet. And he can put all of non-physical in his own little condominium and control it. It's amazing. And then we'll say there's nothing worse than a used condominium. What are you going to do?
You answered one post I had that was one of the ones when you and I, Bob, we were talking before the session, and you were saying, you know, I had posted 159 to something that was asked at 158.
Yes.
And one of the ones I had posted for something I asked, I don't remember what it was. It was pages and pages. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, okay, you don't type that. That's for darn sure.
Oh, no.
And I,
you don't.
I asked Bob tonight, I said, I think what might happen in the future, if I can use that term, is you're going to start posting before the questions are asked.
That's already happened.
Oh, okay. There it is.
That's already happened in the oil spill, the Gulf oil spill.
Oh.
We answered before they asked.
I didn't even
caught it. They were like asking about it, and we pointed them back to the day before. And they were like, holy crap, you answered it already. And they were like stunned.
Did you see that, Bob?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Bob sees everything.
Of course. What was I saying? I asked him.
Well, I had to log.
What he knows, and what he knows, he doesn't know. So it's all good for Bob. He has to keep that balance, otherwise we couldn't keep him on the ground.
Yeah, then I'd really own Ion.
Yeah.
I asked if you saw it instead of knew it.
Yeah. No, I was logging all of, I've inventoried all of Ion's posts, and mm-hmm. not the YouTubes, but all the verbal pros. So I got to see everything eventually. I was a week behind, but I got to see it all.
But would you have noticed when it?
I don't know. I didn't notice at the time because I was a week behind and was busy doing stuff. And then as I was going through, I noticed it. I noticed Ion pointed out. So I went back and looked.
Mm-hmm. Just to prove it.
Yeah, I went back. Yeah, I checked him out. But I had to go and see every post I had to make a copy of. And then I didn't notice that it was all on the bottom. If I click on IAM and go to its own server post, they're all there. But I could have done it that way, but I hadn't noticed
it. He just created the thing. He didn't know how to work it, Alex. I mean, that's
well, Scott created it, right?
No, Steve Reimer up in Toronto.
He plugged it in. I mean, it's...
No, he designed it. He had to set it up and work it off Google and pick the right design. Cool. We discussed it a bit, but he did it.
Ion's telling you Ion did it.
Oh, okay.
We don't.
No, they don't create, so.
Oh, that's true.
We don't create. And if JW had done it, it wouldn't be that color, so.
So Ion, how is the JW's family taking the fact that all these YouTubes broadcast constantly in their home?
No, they're just easy. They see, here's how it works. In his house, it's his house. He has lots of them. And if they don't like his house, they can go to one of his other houses at any time. It's not a problem because housing is not an issue. There's lots of them. So they like being with him. Okay? And he's not hard to live with. I mean, he's easy. He's not as easy as Bob, but he's easy. And then that flow of it coming along, and even when it got to be gregarious and JW was thinking, you know, these are blasting all hours of the day and night. And they're not like, it's not like where they are. It's not like it's going to wake them out of their sleep.
They're good walls.
Yeah, but, and it's spread out enough to where it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like going to be in someone's bedroom blasting. But it was kind of funny. The best one that Bob had was, that Bob did, is we eat together. Whenever that is, there's no time. But if there's sessions going on or whatever, and they sort of gauge it because either we eat together or we don't eat. Because that's how it works out. And it always works out perfectly. This is not an issue. When it's done, we're done, everything's done, JW eats, blah, blah, blah. But we were sitting down to dinner and we didn't have guests or anything over, and that was very thankful, of course, but they were having dinner, and JW was eating, and they started, and everything was fun. And the next thing you know, it just kind of kicks on in the media room where all that is off of the breakfast room where we eat most meals. And we're sitting there, and we're eating and kind of rolling along, and then Bob's voice just comes blaring out of the world. I mean, it's just like everywhere. And he was talking about the tattoo people and the fuck this and blah, blah, that, and son of a bitch is tattooed is the TV body, and the TV body's molesting them, and they can't take the molestation, so they got to get tattooed, and that's how fucking delirious they are, that they're this and that. And the JW's little one's looking, he's like, Dad, is that appropriate language for dinner? And I was like, son, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what to tell you. So that's at the point where we were unplugging everything, and it still was coming out. Unplugged speakers, unplugged the Ethernet, because that would be the only computer that does that on is the one that's on the Wi-Fi. It's not on the other computers. It's not on the other PCs, although all of them would do it, obviously. But it's the only one, the laptop, that is kind of stationary, but because he doesn't traipse around with that thing. He does a little bit if it's necessary, but not so much because he's got it set up pretty comfortable for his normal world as far as computing goes. But even with everything unplugged and then turned the machine off, closed the lid, and it still came out.
So you are damn powerful.
No. He allows.
JW allows.
And that allowance makes no issue. So you can have nothing odd.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing odd. He has pet hawks. He has pet hawks now. Hawks are a bit rare. may come out and in the morning come out and see what's going on, if he's going to bed yet, because sometimes it's daylight before, you know, Bob gets through. But he'll come out and on the edge of the hot tub, day before yesterday morning, he opens the door and it's probably, I don't know, 15 or so feet from the back door, but the back door is right there going toward the hot tub. It's two huge hawks sitting on the edge of the hot tub. And beyond that, up on the hill is where the kennel is, where the dog would be asleep. The dog was sleeping, and normally if you have a hawk with about an 8-foot wingspan, would have woken the dead. And the hawks sit there. He opens the door. The door chime, you know, the beep, beep, beep. So if the booger man's getting, you can hear the booger man's coming in. They just sit there. They don't move. They don't fly. They don't, you know, they could have attacked you easily. They were of the notion. They were just sitting there. And he went and sat down over even a little closer to him. And was just talking to him a little bit, and they seemed like they were talking back. I don't know. He was just having great fun with it. And then they jumped down onto the lanai, and then finally just sort of flew off. And there's a lot of trees before it opens up in the back. And they actually had to kind of wrangle around the trees because they were so big. So they had to be very specific to come sit there to say good morning. Well,
Of course,
he likes that interaction. Mm-hmm. He has no issue with anything. Everything is fine, because that fineness doesn't limit anything. Because see, you haven't experienced everything in human form. Mm-hmm. So until you've experienced everything, he has a propensity to push against no thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what you got to remember. There's no such thing as no such thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, everything is for your pleasure and delight. So when you get this part down just right, and he pretty much has, and we can say this to you just because you know the spirit in which it's being said, he's not going to run around talking about anything about himself much. But from folks that we know with whom we're speaking, so it's perfectly all right. But the point is that once you come into this place of comfort in the skin that you're in, then as this opens up into a further dimension of, we would call it splendor, he calls it normal, as you come more and more into this place, and you can say assuredly that the cares of life grow strangely dim, because there are no cares.
Mm.
And the less care there is, and like worry, oh, it's just hysterical. I mean, it's hysterical, because he's like, worry? I'm sorry, what?
And Alfred E. Newman, that magazine. What, me worry?
Yeah.
And Brian will come in, start with this, well, we got to do this, and we got to do this, and what about this, and how do we do that, and what do you want to do with this? Because it's got to be his way, of course, and she likes it that way. But at the same time, he'll turn around and he'll say quick, and he's like, I'm going to do nothing. And she knows that that's the end of the discussion. Because if it's not the fastest path to his joy, he's not going to take an action. Make him try it. Good luck with that. And then it may even be a bit of contrast from time to time, because in her world, things are important when they're important. And that's okay. And the response is very simple. It's like, well, you know, you got two cell numbers. You got as many phones as you can stand. If you can't make the call to make that so, why in the world do you think I'm supposed to?
Okay, Ian, we should wrap up. I just want to say, did you say that I pump out more hours than anybody because I keep having private sessions with Ian? Is that what you meant?
Well, Bob, who has?
Right, no, I'm just wondering. It seems that's what you meant, just checking.
No, your point is that you're the ever-constant asker.
Right.
And you're also the ever-constant getter.
And then subsequent confuser or fake
No, we don't say that. We don't say that. Now, JW kind of goes with that, but that's his thing, not your thing.
Good.
All you're doing is being type-specific.
Yep.
You'll never be accused of giving someone the wrong type of blood.
Right.
Because you'll know what their type is, what your type is, how that type's going to interact with this type, and how that's going to be done, and the whole process. And that's just the redefining process. And that's all that is. Because once you get it, no one can unget it from you.
Mm.
And others, and now, Allison, it's great fun because Bob will just go wild because he'll go, they don't get it. Well, they don't get it. And we'll say, Bob, why do you care if they do or they don't? Well, but if they're going to do this, they need to get it. It took me a long time to get it, and they say they got it, but they can't even tell me what it is that they got that they didn't get that I know they didn't get because they couldn't have got what they didn't get because they couldn't got it. And we go, what? And he's like, never mind.
That's right. No, it's not true that I go wild. I'm not that concerned, but I will
continue. Well, not wild, but you're concerned. You want everybody to get it. You want to make sure that they get it.
Mm-hmm.
That interaction. If this is good enough to have, it's good enough to get.
Yeah, it's also when I used to be on the radio, or still am, I would always try to wait it out till they got it. So I'm used to staying around until they kind of get it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And it serves them well. It serves them well. And even those that you'll watch, even though we have great fun, the most fun we have at all is when someone's like, I don't know who you are, Alan, and I don't care, and I'm not having it. Oh, Bob just smiles. He loves that. It's when folks just get it, and they think they get it, but they don't necessarily get it, or they find themselves complete.
Uh-huh.
When human creators start finding themselves complete, you better start looking for a good mortician. Those that are complete, they're ready to go. That's all that means.
Mm-hmm.
Because just when you get there, that's when you're just, well, that's why we call this arena of now the end of the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, how is your husband taking to all this, newness of the ionic world or experience?
Interesting question, but very, very well. Very well, because I haven't hidden anything. We have the Sheila, Renee, Allison party going on. Actually, I guess he was gone that night, now that I look back at that. But he's happened upon
Sheila came back, and he experienced Sheila then.
Yeah, we had a great time. We had a great time, and Sheila and I talked about whatever it was we wanted to talk about as far as Ion goes, and I've introduced the languaging in our household about, well, yeah, that's an Ionism, or I talked to Ion there, or Ion talked about this today, and Terry, who's moved back into my area, had lived here for a week, and we listened to a few Ion things while Dave was in the house, coming up and down the stairs, you know. He's just such an easygoing person.
World is so dynamically confounding that your world becomes the only bright spot. Now, he likes what he does. We're not saying that. I mean, you know, we're not. But see, in his, it's always about the thing you can never figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And the gauging of when you figure it out, then you have to disprove it so you know that you figured it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You make the bed. Okay, here's how you make the bed. Great. Well, the only way he can say he's made the bed is if they tear the bed up to see if it was indeed made.
That's why he doesn't make the bed. I knew that.
Of course, because if he makes the bed, then he'd have to prove that he made the bed. The only way to do that is to tear the bed up.
You know, Bob, that is so true. The physicist side of this. Yeah, that's totally true. But at the same time, he has, and you could probably explain this, Ion, he has a quotient of something in him that is so, soft and grateful that he listens to me speak about whatever I talk about, including the ion, and he gets teary-eyed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well,
gratitude.
Because you get it.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to get it. If you get it, that's all that's important.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you get it, then that's good. And he gets it, too, because that's actually his world.
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving into his world, and your vernacular has changed. Now, this is so different than the way you've lived your life all your life. But it is very, very different because all of a sudden now this becomes not so outside the box. It becomes a practical magic.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not referring to Howie Mandel.
And that's true. When I met him, it was he is so connected to the non-physical innately. And I didn't even... I don't think I understood it, but I understood things through a what's the word when you're going from point A to point B. Here he's a scientist, but I think he understood innately through just accepting what is. I was reading the four agreements and the so and so and the so and so and the so and so and trying to connect the dots. And all of a sudden, when we finally I don't have to put any time limits on it. It's just, I hear what you're saying, that I think this is what you're saying, he already understood so much that then I'm connecting with him.
He's connecting to you.
Okay, he's connecting to me.
This is David or Mandel?
David.
Okay.
Yeah. Howie, I don't know. How is Howie? I thought he was obsessive.
This is how we do it.
Yeah. He's pretty obsessive compulsive. At least he says he is. Anyway, but that's an interesting question that you asked me. Because do you have any insight for me as far as how he is connecting to it?
Well, of course, darling.
Okay.
I certainly wouldn't bring up one if it wouldn't be the outcome that you were looking for. Of course.
Okay.
Yes. But the whole gist of it, he sees that you are in a position of power.
Mm-hmm.
You've always had authority. But what he notices is that now that you have a place of peace and of power that wasn't necessarily there before. It was the constant longing for connection to this thing that no one could tell you what was.
Mm-hmm.
Now he sees you connected into the position, and it comes from a place of knowing and of power.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes wow. Because it's kind of like, wow, if this is all it takes for you to figure out that you have non-physical, and this is the outcome of a practical magic that isn't somewhere out there of these contracts that you have to make with God, because you're not going to be able to complete the task, so you're going to breach a contract, so the agreements then have to get straightened out so you can forgive yourself and come into the place of your less thanness, because God was so smart, he duped you into signing a contract of an agreement that God knew you couldn't hold up your end of the bargain regarding. After a little while, it's kind of like, well, why didn't God just take you to uncivil court and sue you?
From his Catholic upbringing to my jumping into buying a business in 3 weeks. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Get that.
Mm-hmm. And see, and then did you have any interaction with your Revelation series?
Your series?
Have you heard the Revelations we're saying?
Yeah. I told my son immediately who is going to have a reading with you as soon as he decides when. But yes, the interaction was knowing that it came first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was.
Now, tell him he does not have to write his questions down.
My son?
Right.
Yes, correct. I will tell him
well,
that.
Well, I know, because he would make sure he had all of his questions and make sure it's going to flow and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No. anytime. He didn't have to do that. Just get a few things he wants to talk about and ask about or have any questions about and that he's truly interested in, and then he can just flow.
Okay.
Because that would slow it down, because then he's like, well, I got to form these questions, and I ought to beat the shit out of me if I don't ask the questions right, and this and that. No. Just tell him to go with it. Off. He does it better off the cuff anyway.
Yes, he does. That's really good advice, because I think that's probably what has kept him from doing it already, because
exactly.
He doesn't really understand I am.
But not enough to preform his questions, not knowing what the answers are going to be, to have an entire segue of questioning or line of questioning when you don't know what the answers are going to be. So he can just off the cuff roll with it. And tell him it's not a, if he's got enough askings that he's interested in, any time will be just perfectly fine, and he doesn't have to. And it's even recorded. He can MP3 it right back and play with it any way you want to. But now you need to decide in advance if it's okay for you to listen to it or not.
Okay.
And let him know that. Because if it's not okay, then that's got to be clear beforehand. And if it is okay, then that'll be clear, because it might be able, he may have inhibitions regarding certain topical questioning if you're going to be involved in it.
I will ask him, and I have no need to be involved, so.
Well, and of course, when you say that, he'll say, here, Mom, this is the greatest thing ever. Listen. But if it's, you see, but you know how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
a mama thing. They know how to get it worked out.
This is one amazing being that's open to exactly what's coming through you. So
Of course.
Yeah.
And because it came fresh from non-physical, see, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
David.
We got, he's having some interesting breakthroughs.
Okay.
That he ain't talking about. Work related.
Okay.
Is the son or her husband?
The husband.
Okay.
Some pretty interesting breakthroughs that are astounding him. But you know how that goes. He ain't going to talk about that.
Would it be appropriate for me to ask?
No.
Okay.
Is it ever appropriate for you to ask? Then he'd be bound to tell you, or he'd be being dishonest, and that's a deal breaker.
That's true.
Well,
I usually ask anyway, so okay.
Exactly, because you know, if he wants you to know, he'll discuss it with you.
Yep.
But see, it's real, but it's not real just yet.
Okay.
It's coming real, and he has it. And it's pretty profound. And if he starts playing with it from the isotopes, he'll get his differential in line.
Okay.
But what he thinks an isotope is not.
Okay.
But it'll help his compounding.
Okay.
I mean, because isn't that what they do?
I don't know. I'm not sure what he does. You mean disprove it?
Well, no. If you can include it and figure out what an isotope is,
okay,
his formulary will work. You can put it together, you can unput it together, and you can validate it by default. Because that's the problem, is you gotta validate it, and you gotta validate it by default.
Yes. Bob, he's in the R&D department of his company.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, I don't think so.
So that's,
well, the only part he's not telling you is that once this works, it's about a $10 million deal.
Oh, cool.
His part.
Cool.
I thought he was a teacher. He works in the...
No. He's a physicist, remember?
Well, I know, but a teacher of physics.
No. Mm-mm. He's
no.
in Research and Development.
Okay.
He graduated from MSU.
Made shit up.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got one of those PhD things, too.
Yeah.
What is it? He just told me last night.
Pile higher and deeper.
Exactly. He said it last night on the phone. He's in Asheville, North Carolina tonight. And he found a whole group of people who were from New Orleans and are musicians. And he's out on the street last night till 2:30 in the morning. And
well,
just having a blast.
Asheville, there's nothing to do at that time of the morning.
Well, he found it, whatever it was.
Well, he should have slid on into the Biltmore and called it a day. Now, they play pretty good there.
I'm exaggerating. I think it was probably 1:30 in the morning, but there were... He found some hippie conclave with a lot of musicians.
Oh, well, yeah, down. Yeah. That.
You know what I mean?
Yes, we do.
Is he a Japanese-American?
Nope, he's not.
Okay, because I saw a name or something, and I thought you were talking about your husband. I don't know where that was.
He's Czechoslovakian.
Oh, okay.
Of descent, but he's from Connecticut, so.
Right.
By way of Jerry Garcia. So,
right. Anyway.
Yeah, that's interesting. He talked about going into teaching and wondered if that would have been the way to go, but he's got a great company.
Well, he's got to do. Teachers, the only reason you teach is if you can't do.
Yeah.
You know, screw that noise. Why you got to spend your life trying to connect with the disconnected ones that aren't going to get it? So, you know, like...
The company he works for, Bob, is Mitsutoyo.
Right.
And they're out of Japan,
Privately
owned. So he's not, because he did work for a startup at one point and made a lot of money that went actually then, you know, filtered away into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot less. But he was able to quit work for a couple of years and really enjoy that. He's very, I keep telling him I'm going to make him a kept man.
Yeah.
So.
Kept man. How long have you been with him?
8 years.
Eight years.
He came on the heels of, how would I put that? The whole exploration that I think led up to being open to Ion.
Right.
So, it was easy. Finally got to be alone after 20 years being married to someone else. And then, who was perfect? I was, you know, the one figuring out what was up.
You were married to someone for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
then you had a break and then 8 years with David.
Correct, but... There was a lot of drama in the meantime.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see that.
Know.
Yeah, that's how I knew. It was great. It's actually
You wouldn't appreciate your mate now if you hadn't had what you had before.
Exactly.
But he's way together. I mean, he's way together.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't know.
I know I don't know. I don't know, do I?
You do not know. He's together.
Was he married before?
Never.
No.
She wouldn't have somebody else's husband. <he's talking about.
laughs> Is he younger than you?
He is.
Yeah.
Not by much.
Right.
Yeah, but he still applauds your capacity for intelligence, and he's supposed to be the smart one, and still just stands in awe of your ability to capitulate to or gravitate the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's shocking to him. Because you get it, and he has to figure it out.
And at the same time, as you just said, he's so connected. He goes in the mountains all the time, every chance he gets, and communes and
otherwise it goes crazy because I mean, think about it. You spend your entire life trying to figure things out and then how to unfigure them out. To see if you really figured them out or not.
Okay, all right, let's leave it at that.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Did we cover most every little thing?
Loved it. Yes. Thank you.
Very wonderful. Yes, indeed. We are there for totally, completely,
ingratitude.
Deliciously.
Oh, JW, are you sure you love doing this?
Oh, it is great fun.
Okay.
Great, great.
Orgasmic great to the moment, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very good. You get to a point where there's no maximum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's kind of fun. I mean, it's very delicious. And it's, let's see, wait, we may have some pictures. Let's look and see. Sometimes they be and sometimes they're not. The balustrade on your stairs,
mm-hmm.
from the newel post up, the fourth one you need to check is loose.
Okay.
And all they got to do is, you know, if you do the, if they know what they're doing, you can do it with like a finishing nail.
Mm-hmm.
And a dibble so you can, you know, land it in. It's just a little loose.
Okay.
And you don't want it to leave because you want it tight, because it'll end up making your, you know, screw up your balustrade if you don't.
Okay.
Well, that is the balustrade, so where the rail attaches to the balustrade, it'll screw it up.
Okay. Because
it'll make others loose. The fourth one from the newel post.
Okay.
You know what we're talking about, right?
Yep.
It's
although it's outside.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Well, and it's from the newel post, not counting the newel post, count four up.
Okay.
On the right.
Okay.
As you're looking at the steps.
Down or up?
No, from the front going up.
Okay.
And all that, you just tighten it, you know, and it's secure, and then it's no problem.
Okay.
It's really strange. I don't know. I'll describe the picture, but it may be a little odd. It's like you got grass growing one way, and then grass growing the other way. But it's not like, you know, when people mow their lawns a certain way and make those lines, you know, they're like decorative or whatever. It's not quite like that. It's almost like the grass is growing in a different direction.
Okay.
It's a little odd, but...
I can see that. We have 5 acres and there are all these weird... That's a lot of where I see a lot of wavy lines when I go out there.
But it's sort of like on a little hill.
Okay.
And it's like part of the grass is growing one way and the rest of the grass is going the other way. It's a little odd.
Okay.
Okay, and, a pretty significant, project,
mm-hmm.
having to do with radicals. In a technology that's being usurped.
Okay.
That has to do with iridium.
Okay.
Well, or the isotope thereof.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm so smart with that is because I'm reading it off of a piece of paper. Then laid it out, the formulary.
Okay.
Where'd the paper come from?
I just see the picture.
Oh, okay.
I think that's my husband, don't you, Bob?
Beg your pardon?
I think that's my husband's department.
Right, no, he's reading what he sees. It's a picture of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fun because it's rare that it's done on graph paper.
Okay.
Which is different, because that's not normally the way you do it on computer.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually on graph paper.
Actually, he works on graph paper.
Oh, sorry.
Like in a
sorry,
know, like
guys.
A binder. Go figure. What'd you say?
I said, sorry, we thought that would be odd, but apparently,
not odd.
Yeah, okay.
Graph paper, believe it or not, they still sell it.
Oh, yes, very good. And let's see. It's a white building, and I don't get that this would have anything to do with him, but it's a white building with it does have windows in it, but it kind of looks like a factory, and it's sort of white cement, but it has like the lines, the way the architecture would be. It's a little modern than you would normally choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not stodgy, but just real straight lines.
Okay.
Windows and lines, and it's white. And I would say concrete, but it's not quite that finish. If it is concrete, then they've done like a facade type thing, you know, so it's attractive, but it's just real straight lines.
Mm-hmm.
Modern looking.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in your world, it has some turrets and some fun thing, you know, some fun
mm-hmm.
about it, but it's kind of plain, but it's big.
It's plain, and it's big. Yep.
And it would be, it has the levels, like the receiving is separate than the shipping, and it would be, then your space, the flow space is kind of like it comes in, it works through, it goes out, and then the shipping is on the other end.
Okay.
Where typically it would come in one way and then you'd round around and go out the other way. This has two separate sets, where the work
okay.
comes in on one end and goes out the other end, which is odd, because typically you'd have them together so the same people that unload it can load it. But this isn't. This is a coming in on one end and going out on the other.
Okay.
So, the machine thing, it's kind of a circle.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in a circle. It's like if you had t-shirts, it would be on the flat board.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like multicolors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a click, 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 and it kind of goes around like if you have, I don't know, many colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of looks like tomography, but it's not.
Okay.
And then, of course, it's very automated, I mean, obviously. But then the flow is like this table on an L-shaped table that would be on either side, an L, one end. And once it goes on and is loaded, it's cleared, they're stacked, the shirts are stacked. Then they go around this little table thing, and then they come off, and it's pretty fast.
Okay.
And then they stack on the, say, if you're working left to right, it would be, one would be coming in, and then the finished product is on the other side, where they've been sized and then boxed.
Okay.
And it's a pretty good layout, but seems spread out kind of looking for me, but... It's odd that it would be in that L off of this machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you go in a circle, why can't you just put it on and take one off and take it on? But this does it. This goes around, and then when it picks up, it goes off that other L.
Okay.
There's a back order of your blue ink.
Okay.
For one of the processes that's pretty popular. Because you do
okay.
different kinds, right?
Yes.
Well, one of them is your back ordered on the blue ink.
Okay.
So if you get an opportunity, you might get ahead on it before it's back ordered. I mean, I don't even know what kind of ink it is, but you're just screaming.
I probably don't either. They're teaching me.
Yeah, well, they're screaming because they never run low of that particular blue ink, and it's one you use mostly. and they're attractive. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're
mm-hmm.
normal, basic, but attractive, well kept, looked after kind of folks.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them that has the lighter hair,
mm-hmm.
you can't really make your facial features.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means, other than it's like the face isn't there.
I wonder if that's when she had a reading, actually, with Ion, because it has to be the person you're talking about. She, they remember Bob, they said she was the first ascended being.
Right.
They met, didn't know it.
Right.
So I don't know, maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Well, there's no connotation. It's just a picture.
Yeah.
But it's
mm-hmm.
just odd that it would be so precise. I mean, it's kind of like in high def,
mm-hmm.
and then not be able to pick the features.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the lighter hair.
That'd be the next reading with Ion. Who's the girl with the... Yeah, anyway.
One's taller. You can see
mm-hmm.
the features, and the other one has lighter hair.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like blonde, but it's also not, you know, like a dark brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Lighter. Because in the picture's almost kind of sepia looking, so that can play on the shades of coloration.
Mm-hmm.
But there's steps coming into the front. It's taken up in the pictures in front of this white building.
Mm-hmm.